Hi, Sandy Tom.
Hi, Carl. Wasty. Wasty?
Wasty.
Wasty.
Yes.
For me, Scots people see wah, not way.
Ah, I always say it doesn't matter what you call me as long as you call me. That's fine. Congratulations on the new single. And it's actually just going back to that one song in 2006, and then you have to explain this over and over again. But can I just tell you that it's still a top requested song on my show on KFM 94.5? It's never left people. You know, there's something about it. And it's
Yeah.
also probably the most incredible karaoke song to do.
Wouldn't
I know you know
it be
this.
really difficult to do in karaoke because there's nowhere to like know when to come in?
That's true.
Or, yeah.
Your friend has to hit the table when the beat has to come in that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
Because
you
I've
know?
never, believe it or not, I've never actually done it in karaoke before. So I've never had this experience. So I'm like, how would that work? I'm gonna have to now go to a karaoke bar, or you're gonna have to take me to one.
I will.
I'm gonna have to see this live in action.
If you come to Cape Town, all right, we have a pact now. If you come to Cape Town and do a little tour and let's talk about the karaoke bar, that'll be great. But I've actually never asked that question of anybody, whether people have done their own songs at karaoke. I think you should.
No, I haven't actually. If I come and I'm in Cape Town, then you have to take me to this karaoke bar and I have to hear somebody singing Punk Rocker
Done.
in karaoke.
Done and dusted. I got you back. All right.
And then maybe just because it would be funny, I might just hop in and join in on the song.
But then you must completely get the lyrics wrong. And then you'll be like, who's this? And then I'll jump out and say, hey, this is actually Sandy Top. And then,
And then, but nobody will believe anybody. They'll be like, no, it's not
no, it's
her. Don't be
not. That
silly.
doesn't
Like,
even sound like
that's
her.
crazy.
Got it.
Yeah, that's not her.
I love these plans. It just happened. We just met and we're making plans like this. It's the best thing ever. But just one thing that I could hear from your new single that is a constant narrative. Somebody who gets into this industry, I feel like a lot of musicians that I interview, what they do, especially the newer artists, the newer Capetonian artists, they always want to have this niche and they want to throw themselves into whatever's trendy at the moment. I feel like you've been consistently somebody who uses your platform as a message of positivity
Yeah.
and of freedom. And that is something that reigns true through all of the music you've put out. I know that you may have been tempted to go into this way or that way, but you seem to still use music, songwriting, as a message. You want to tell people something. Was that the plan in the beginning?
Yeah, totally. When I was about 6 years old, I grew up in a little fishing village in the northeast of Scotland. So, not much happened there basically. But my mum, she was always introducing me to all these different artists, and she let me hear a song by a lady called Buffy St. Marie. And she wrote this song called The Big Ones Get Away, which is an amazingly powerful song. And she's a Native American Indian, and she wrote it all about the oppression of her people. And it even when I was like 6 years old, it really hit me that, okay, an otherwise shy, reserved little girl, like I still am quite a kind of in my daily life as Sandy, I'm still quite not super loud or quite a quiet person, but I knew that I could sing and I knew that I had a passion for it, and I knew that I also had something in me, innately in me, that wanted to say something important. And as I've grown up, I've always been against any form of abuse of power or the big guy, beating on the little guy. And even within the animal rescue community, I spent 4 years doing humanitarian work in the Middle East, rescuing street dogs and cats and rehoming them. And whenever I see any form of abuse of power or oppression or suffering, I have to do something about it. So it would make sense that I'm inspired to write about things that I feel strongly about. So I have always felt very strongly about any form of injustice. And I've written about it. And obviously now, at this point in our history, we are in the midst of another revolution, another like huge shift globally. So I feel that and I hear that and I sense that and I want to say that, because lots of people can't say it. So at least I can say it. And then they can sing it with me, and it can become an anthem. It can become something that unifies people, because that's what music should do.
When I heard this
Totally.
latest track, it was a good reference point to that line, let them eat cake. And I do feel
Yeah.
like we are fed cake so often as society. We are
Yeah.
fed all of the pleasant things that inspire us on a level of instant gratification that tend to blind us and pull wool over our eyes to what is really happening. Because as long as you can hit the pleasure centers of any human being, they will forget what is keeping them caged.
Of course. You know, songs like this, when you dial it back into, like, you know, the 60s and the 70s or any other point where there was sort of these mass revolutions and music was very much reflective of what was going on. Whereas nowadays, because we're force-fed and it's filtered and it's manipulated, songs like this don't necessarily get airtime, you know, because people up there don't want you to hear stuff like that. But I will always be the type of person that will tell it how it is and I will speak up for what's right. I'd rather go to the end of my life and have a good conscience that I stood up for what was right at the right time, you know? And I wasn't scared to speak out. And I think that's what this song is really about. It's like, don't be afraid to just raise your voice and you know, and stand up for what's right.
I think what you touched on in the song as well is that if it's a festival for the oppressed, I think festival speaks to celebration. It speaks to liberation, doesn't it? It speaks to, like, being free. We're at a festival. We're in the streets. We're having fun. And then it's the festival for the oppressed, the people who have been caged and locked down. So essentially, it's a track that I think you're trying to unlock minds with the track. I think you kind of unlock people who have been really struggling. Because when I heard this song, it spoke to me. Now, hearing you talk as well, it's hitting a note with me in a very, very deep way. Because I try my best whenever I have a radio show is to stand what I believe in. And all I can focus on is the human condition and the positivity that I believe rests in so many people that unfortunately is, it's often just dampened by a lot of the things in society when it comes to finances, when it comes to the single moms, the single dads, you know, or much of different ailments. Even the fact that we have things like load shedding in South Africa where, you know, our electricity gets shut off for 2 hours and yet we are just supposed to take that like, ugh, you know, we're just trying to look after the grid. There are certain things that happen that we just have to take on a daily basis. And that obviously breeds a certain anxiety. It also says to us, there's no platform for you to express and fight back. So you kind of just have to eat the cake and shut up. And I love the song because you're telling me the opposite. You're telling me have a festival to tell people what's right, to stand for what's right. That's what I thought.
You know, you all through this, all of these things in life, you know, even these, even here, you know, they go crazy over like parking tickets and they just throw these things at you like waste of money, you know, just literally just sucking money out of people that don't have it to give. And it's all of these things really just irk me about society, you know, how we're forced to have to face all of this nonsense. But actually, I think the thing is that we all have something in us that's powerful. You know, we all have this fire that in us that, you know, at some point in time that you can only keep it dampened for so long. And then you look at the world now, and how many millions of people who are out there, you know, shouting about what is right and what is wrong and peacefully protesting against the atrocities that are going on within our world just now. And you feel that globally, there's a shift, you know, that it is going to come to a point where if we all collectively said no, you know, we could shut down governments. We could just say, I'm not going to work today. Like, you know, the whole, we could stop countries from moving if we all collectively gather together, you know, there's like politics and division and religion and all these things that are divisive. But actually, you know, at the end of the day, what do we all want? We just want to live our best lives. And we're all entitled to that. Mm. I think that's the thing as well that, you know, I feel every single person, no matter where you're from, who you are, whatever, you're all entitled to live a life that is joyful and happy and peaceful and blissful, you know? And so that's the thing as well that I'm always fighting for, even within, you know, even within the animal community. Like, they're all entitled to feel joy and happiness and love. Everybody is. So any form of oppression or injustice or the abuse of power that takes that away from somebody will always light something inside of me that I feel like, and I don't like that. And I'm going to speak for those people that can't, you know? Yeah.
Oof. If only, I mean, I live in South Africa, and I'm sure you know all about South Africa. I'm sure you've read about so many different things. So you have no idea what type of note you are hitting here with so many people. And
Yeah.
what you said
Oh,
there
I.
about we could shut down governments, it took me back to one of my favorite movies of all time, V for Vendetta. It's like one of my favorite movies. I love that movie so much. It
Yeah.
spoke, and there's a line in there where the main character says that, people shouldn't be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people. And then, of course, act in accordance with that
Definitely.
and know that perhaps it's not fear, but service to those people that really will keep everything
Yeah.
safe. But I need to
Yeah.
ask you this. I think that so many people, they are oppressed in different ways and they are in their silence. I also know that it's not sustainable for us to stand outside of a building every single day of our lives making new placards for what we stand for and believe in. We can't always burn the tire in the streets and shut down things. We can't always do that. So for anybody who is perhaps just wanting something that kind of exposes that feeling inside themselves of this is not right, I need to do something. I'm talking about things that you believe would be powerful for people just to take a platform, whatever they have, and just say something about it that, as you said, would be a peaceful protest of that particular thing. What are
Yeah.
some of those things that maybe you, listening to the song, people listening to the song, would want people to do to try and just release the gas valve of the pressure of oppression in whatever they are facing at the moment? What can we do?
Well, I think if you just look at history, everybody's always used art as a form of expressing any type of oppression. Songs, the evolution of music has come through so many movements of oppression. Even from like the slave trade era, you look at how gospel became, call and response became the blues. It's all because of this something in deep desire in your soul to get that out of you, to express that somehow, to release that. So honestly, I would say do anything, do any form of art, even if you have never in your life or don't even think that you're capable, write, sculpt, play an instrument, whatever it is, draw, take pictures. Like photography is phenomenal, any form of art, because at the end of the day, you're going to be able, you're telling a story, you're doing something that's got like a shelf life. It's, any form of art, any written word, books live forever, pictures can live forever, anything like that. Songs live in perpetuity, but long after you've died, it'll still exist. And then it's an expression, and it's healing for you too, to be able to do that. So like any form of art is what's gonna be able to write, get that message across and help, lift your spirit.
This art has lifted my spirit, and I know that Revolution Anthem is going to do the same because it's a festival for the oppressed, and we can dance to it and we can actually sing along to it, which is great, and resonate
Yeah.
with it. That's what I feel from this track, and I'm so glad we got a chance to unpack that because I know that there's so much more. So thank you for being
That's
so
amazing.
authentic in your message.
And I hope that I can come and sing it in person and perform it to everybody.